Do you want bonus audio?
I think what we've done all day, by the way, guys, is yes and, yes and, yes and now we're just, why?
A cow's life begins, like many of us, as an egg. Squeezed out seemingly at random by the gentle grazer, the cow seems unbothered by its brown offspring.
I had the murder wall, I was trying to figure it out, on my kitchen wall, with names, post-its, string, and the lot.
Is that Brother Pratt?
I don't know how to do things with my mind.
You've got to find a way to do this. I know it's inside you. You're a silver bow.
Come give it to me, buddy boy.
Okay.
And as he approaches me, I'd like to twist his nipples.
I can tell you for definite exactly where the inspiration for Nancy came from.
Go on.
Kethel just swallow it all.
Like a good boy. And
if he does get sliced by the glass, he'll just try and
start it out.
Like, yeah.
Well, join the Royal Britannia Patreon. Available now.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Previously on Roll Britannia.
What are you doing here?
Put your animals away.
What do you mean by animals? I've got no animals here.
These are Icosamon.
Melrose.
Jeff Silverbone.
Derek Norman.
Ambergat.
Barry.
I'll smack him in the face with a bottle of cognac.
Maurice, what are you doing? Stop it.
We've got to search the place.
You now have the trophy.
I'd like to punch Keth in the face as hard as I can.
Just pretend your Icosamon went mental.
It did.
Let's get him.
I'm all alone again.
A bright light bursts forth.
I think we should have a little chat.
We can't come back empty-handed this time.
To who?
The boss.
Looks like Tomb Shuttle's blasting off again.
We need to know where their boss is.
Oh,
Georg Varney.
I need to get two of my Icosamon turned back into my friends.
Chat.
Hello, Malrus.
Oh, me again.
The transformation isn't entirely permanent.
How much time do we have left?
It could all be fine, or you might only have 10 hours left.
That's the place.
You wanted to see me.
Tomb Shuttle fingered you as their boss.
I don't know who you mean.
Uncast mirror image. Zone of truth.
Are you the boss of Team Shuttle?
I don't have to answer questions from you.
You're about to answer to my little friend.
I just want some mutual respect, but I just get used and I'm sick of it.
Jeff, we're going to have to sort this later.
I'm just going to be stood at the front door with Kef on my shoulder.
Georg Varney is legging it with three of his security.
I'm going to follow Derek.
You got any teleportation spells?
I've got a spell for that.
You appear 20 feet in front of
them. I would like to scatter a number of loose toy building bricks.
Georg Varney is sprinting in your direction, somersaulted over the toy building bricks.
I'm going to swing my yo-yo around, and as it sparks, it's going to chuck out a load of sacred flame.
All caught up?
Good.
Let's get back to the action.
Last time we played, Malrus had done a thing. Well, he'd actually done many things. He'd used all the spells and he'd managed to make a successful attack of opportunity on Georg Varney. He raced by, having previously dodged a number of things.
Ooh.
And I believe you'd just done 11 of the damages to Georg Varney from your sacred flamage.
Mm.
But what now? Crackly and sacredy. And Georg Varney is somewhat singed.
Mm. Well, hopefully.
But he continues on his path and charges down the hallway.
After him, Derek.
And now there are two things that could happen with Derek and Malrus. You see, they can you can choose to do what I guess. I mean, I guess you can choose to do anything. It is, after all, the magical world of D&D. But the two logical choices that lie before you are: turn and pursue him, which will involve turning your back on the three other orcs that are also pursuing him, but were somewhat waylaid by the children's toy building blocks of an a yet unknown brand.
I mean, did you see how he jumped over those building bricks? This guy's clearly got kids, is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Do we need to track him down and kill him?
And the other option is that you let him go and just tackle these three other orcs by yourself. Your choices. Oh yeah, you could do that.
Have you got anything that you could capture him with? Or am I just going to have to beat this motherfucker unconscious?
I guess.
A net or a lasso?
A net? Never met her.
Like I didn't know she was coming into this podcast.
Until now.
Hold up.
Please tell me, God.
What would you do?
What would we do?
Get up
what would
we
do?
What's his side excuses?
I assume he's like dashing 60 feet, right?
He certainly is.
He is dashing.
Is it my go again? Or can it be my go again?
Well, I mean, you just went.
He just went.
And then you...
I can't remember the initiative, though.
Georg Varney went, and then you got an attack of opportunity. So I don't really feel like it would be super fair for you to go immediately again, having just had your turn.
Life isn't always fair, though.
Well, is an attack of opportunity out of normal sequence?
Yes, so. It is, yeah. But the turn before that was Maurus's turn.
Oh.
Was it? Okay. Then hurry up and knock one out then, Derek, and then I'll do a thing.
Oh!
Excuse me, Maurus.
This is neither the time nor the place.
I think it's just the cut of these trousers.
Maurus is very excited to be here.
I'm not used to seeing you in trousers. You're usually very rocky.
Oh, like in shorts and boxing gloves.
Running upstairs.
We've got our first Instagram comment. Thank you very much.
Go on then, Derek. Knock one out. Come on. What's he's waiting for you?
I'm trying, but everybody's watching me.
Three of them are very angry.
Sorry, did you think this was a podcast recording? No, this was our first OnlyFans.
I think Derek would like to run off after Georg Varney. I would dash after him. I assume Maurus would be able to deal with the three orcs.
I mean, that's a big assumption, but let's play it out.
Send the halfling.
Maurus, I'm going to leave you with a longing stare, and you're going to have to reassure me with this longing stare, and I'm going to put you on big screen, Paul. Mm. Just longingly look at me and convince me either way to either leave you or you can handle it. Is this a look if you can handle it? Okay. All right, fair enough. I'm going to run off then. I'll leave him. Let him do his thing. Yeah,
if you made
I'm going
to
chase after him.
To do it.
Cool. You can chase after him. Yes. You do the thing.
I use my dash action. Actually, no. Sorry, I'll use my bonus action to dash. I want to sort of like... I want to take him down. I might just like try and shoot him in the leg or something.
Again, okay.
Yeah.
Nothing bad, not in the theme. He's not going for an archery, just lower leg.
Just clip him. Would I be able to catch him with my dash from where I am? That'd be 50 feet.
Yeah.
Okay. I'll catch him with my dash, and I would like to kick his legs out from underneath him with like the hand, like the blunt side of my axe, essentially.
So you're going to kick his legs out with the blunt side of your axe.
I'm just going to, like, you know that thing where you like sweep,
well, like the handle.
Swoop down.
I've got to question how you're using an axe if you're kicking someone with the blunt side of an axe.
I'll put it, attach it to my boot, I guess.
Okay, yeah. Cool. Fine.
Hold on. Sorry, I can't.
Derek's secretly an artificer. Yeah.
Yeah, I'll just sew it up.
Did you take some levels of artificer while I wasn't looking?
I'll have that.
2 seconds.
I call this the axe shoot.
So, yes, I'd like to just basically. Just tackle him to the ground or some shit, man. I want this chase to be over.
Okay.
Whether it's with bullets or
no, this makes a difference as to what you're doing. You can't just say I hit him with a thing.
Yeah. I take him out.
I'm going to take him out.
I just want to jump on him from behind. Maybe start riding him.
Okay, so...
like a bit of a piggyback situation.
Right, okay. so roll to hit.
Yep, sure.
Roll to rodeo.
Ooh, that's actually not too bad. What would that be? Just an attack, but plus anything?
Well, this is acrobatics.
Acrobatics?
No, no. This is an unarmed. This is an unarmed attack.
Okay, fair enough.
Yeah.
nice try though.
Yeah. Hmm. So that would be 19.
You say that like a 19 isn't going to hit something.
I'm just trying to work out the math.
What do you think it is?
That's the second highest number on the dice, right?
Yeah. No, it goes to 20.
That's true.
But I have a thing, right?
Fact with Royal Britannia.
Where is
my checked.
Proficient with improvised weapons. So so it was actually a 16 plus 3, but it was still a 19. Sorry, I was just trying to work out the maths in my head. And it's a 1d4.
Oh. Lovely. Well, are you attempting to unarmed tackle him and do damage, or are you attempting to grapple him?
Grapple.
Okay, so we're going to roll a strength contest then.
Okay, fine.
Here we go.
Here we go. Derek, not that strong. Not going to lie.
Okay.
Oh, but that's a natural 18 plus 1.
Ooh.
That's
I mean, that is good. That is very, very good.
Oh, here we go.
I hate it when he says that stuff like that.
Yeah.
It's almost as good as a 17 plus 3.
Oh, yeah. So am I just like sort of riding on his back now or something?
Is he my steed?
Yeah.
Okay. What I'd like we're going to roll a third thing. We're going to roll a third thing here. Ooh. And it's going to be a luck check.
Okay.
So it's going to be a straight d20 up and down. If you get 11 or above, you will do the thing you want. If you get below 11, you'll do the thing I say.
I rolled all your talk.
I love his sexy talk.
Yep.
It's great.
And I rolled a 12.
Oh! You do the thing you want. What would you like to be doing? Would you like to be astride, or would you like to just sort of like run into him, or like hanging onto his lapels?
I would like to full piggyback onto him and wrap my arm sort of like around his chest and stuff like that and just cling on.
I will give you that you are piggybacked on, but you, because he is significantly bigger than you, your arms are just sort of
dangling
clinging onto his jacket
nipples.
On the back.
Oh, it's like Shadow of the Colossus.
Yes.
Just riding this huge beast.
Yes.
Cool. Yeah, I'll
there you go.
That.
Okay. You are now a steed-riding beardless dwarf.
I have to do like an animal handling check or something?
Can you tame
him? Are you suggesting that Giorgvani is an animal?
Well, I've seen how he's decorated this place.
Okay.
That's in the animals. Style.
So you have three orcs that have taken... I'll tell you what. What's the damage for children's building blocks?
Where is it? Scroll. It is 1d4 plus 1. 1d4 plus 1.
It's a trap. It actually is.
Okay, that was 3 4s. So they've all taken 5 points of piercing damage.
Oh, nice.
But they were clearly shoeless.
Yeah, they're not wearing shoes.
Whilst Derek was doing his thing, I've had a bit of time to think. And...
I'm ready for this.
Time travels differently for Maris.
Yeah. I came up with two plans.
Get your popcorn, kids.
Hit me with them. What's your action plan?
I'm not entirely... because I've only used Dimension Door just once. And from reading it, I'm not entirely sure whether this is going to be possible. So, can I cast Dimension Door in front of Derek as Derek and Giorgvani as they're walking... and get them to
running.
As they're running, and get them to come back behind where the three orcs are and run into us.
That is so lit.
That's such a cool
creature
idea.
Not to need to be willing to travel through the dimension door?
Well, I'm sure
there's probably some sort of check.
While you look for that, Malrus, has anybody got a copy of the Argus catalogue that I can have a look at very quickly?
I can probably acquire it.
Thank you. Yeah, I just need to check some of the instructions for one of my items.
I don't get to play with my items yet. Like,
yeah, but you get to play with like buildings and cars and stuff as if they were toys. So
I know.
Yeah,
I,
it has to be a willing creature.
All that power, and I've chosen to stand outside.
Okay. Well, I can't say that Georgvani is going to be super willing to travel through a door to go back in the direction.
Derek's
so, I mean, Derek could pass through it,
but
I guess.
What if, like, I just sort of steer him into it?
Yeah, he's his steed, isn't he? So he's just riding him into it.
Yeah, the steed is at the will of its master.
What I suspect would happen is that Georgvani would walk through it and Derek would vanish.
Oh.
And fall out the door at the other end.
Oh, so it's not like a Doctor Strange portal type thing where it's like actually is that.
Or,
yeah, but I think you have to be willing to travel through it, according to this. So,
my other alternative idea, just so that you've got
otherwise
both
you could open
ideas
it underneath someone
in front of you, was to cast Zone of Truth on the three orcs remaining, and whisper some mean things in their ears that people might seem to think that one orc was saying to another.
I'll do that
and
one.
Get them to fight amongst themselves.
Do that one. That sounds banter.
Yeah. It's so mistrust.
And then just slink away whilst James is having an argument with himself.
I rate that. I'm on the good ship, whatever this guy's Giovanni. No.
Giovanni.
Giovanni. So, you have fun, Maurus. Sow your seeds of destruction. Get some
It's
kicks.
A proper Loki move, actually, that is.
Yeah.
Because I don't think I can take down three orcs, but I know I could probably start a fight between three of them.
Nice. I love this Malrus.
I can't take them down, but they can take each other down.
And I'm very patient.
Just stand there like the puppet master. Fight, my pretties, fight.
So, I feel like I have a chronic misunderstanding of what it is you're trying to do. What is it you're trying to achieve with Zone of Truth?
So, I want to cast Zone of Truth, so all of the orcs will be in my little Zone of Truth bubble. Yes?
Yes, yes. Zone.
In the zone, as it were, yeah. So, with that, I want to sort of be like, oi, Orc 1, do you like Orc 2? And then he's got to tell the truth, and Orc 1 might say to Orc 2, you're a bit of a cunt. And then at which point, they're all going to be like, starting insulting each other, and it could get worse because they're all telling the truth to each other, and I could whisper in the other one's ear going, you're really rubbish at your job, and the other one will be like, oh my god, yeah, you're right, you're a really rubbish guard, and that'll cause them to bicker amongst themselves, giving me enough time to Homer Simpson into a bush and walk away.
I mean, this relies on so many assumptions, but I love the idea.
Yeah. I'm willing to roll to give it a go.
Yes, Malrus.
Yes.
I love this. Okay.
Malrus, such an interesting way to use Zone of Truth as well.
The floor is yours. You do whatever you think is the best thing to do. And let's just try and make it work.
Okay.
Think of everything to make a man insecure.
So, Malrus.
Yes.
Here's the scene. You have just cast this fiery spell, and Georgvani has got singed, run away. Derek has looked at you, chased after him, and latched onto the back of Georgvani's jacket.
Right, cowboy.
The tick.
You turn back to see three orcs going, oh, as they cross a field of loose children's building blocks. And... You do what?
I need all three of them to roll a charisma saving throw.
Okay.
Maurus gets his yo-yo.
Three.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, Maurus, what are you doing while this is going?
I'm just
going
to sort of swing my yo-yo around my head and just hope for the freaking best right now. The sparks are flying.
I love that. Is that even a trick? Just basically swinging it around,
at
full string length, I'm imagining.
Basically, it's a horizontal round the world.
If someone made a catapult.
It's the helicopter. That's what it is.
Yes.
Do the orcs give you space and sort of back up further onto the loose toy building bricks?
No, I hope so. I'll go for a second round.
Oh.
What's that?
So I've just rolled 3d20s. Yeah,
that's quite a good... Not bad.
Well, that's unfortunate.
So, what's the spell save? What do they have to
13.
Yeah. At least one of them. The great news is that you have successfully cast this spell.
Yes.
No.
And the orcs are coming towards you.
Yeah. I'm going to whisper into the... Well, I'm going to shout because I can't whisper. Actually, no, I can send a message. Pretty sure I've got a message.
Is this another spell? I'm not sure you're allowed to cast another spell.
I think it's a cantrip.
Yeah. It's still a spell.
Malrus is just going to break one of their legs.
Oh, no, I can't. I have
to send a message.
Enough of this.
You wouldn't be able to do it anyway. You cast your spell.
I'm just going to shout then really loud and go, that orc over there thinks you're really rubbish at your job. And hope for the best.
In common.
Oh, fuck.
Sorry to be that guy.
No, it's fair.
Yeah, these orcs look at you and they do sort of falter a little bit. And they look at you like,
what did he say?
And one of the orcs goes,
I don't know, but I've been sleeping with your wife.
Right. Fair.
You what, Darren?
Pull my headphones out. I can't hear. Hang on.
What?
It was just at the top of his mind.
Had to get it off my chest.
Surface level thought.
I've got something to say. It's been playing on my mind for weeks. I'm sorry.
Wow.
I slipped and fell into her again and again.
Repeatedly.
And somehow we just found each other round at your house, usually while you're at work.
That's why I was late for guard shift breakfast this morning.
I know I'm a rubbish guard. I keep sleeping with her and being late.
And the third orc turns and looks in disbelief to the orc that didn't come out with this mass sort of announcement. And
says, Darren, I thought...
Sorry.
I thought me and you were...
and this scene plays out exactly how you thought.
Darren can't be tied down.
Well, at this point, I'm
depends on who you ask.
There's now a bit of bickering going on.
I'm going to very, very slowly creep away and catch up with Derek.
We are currently dashing.
They are full pelt. You're not going to be able to slowly creep away and catch up. They are flat out.
That's fine. I will make my own way at my own pace.
Okay.
Are they arguing?
Malrus just casts a spell, shouts something unintelligible at them that they can't understand. An argument he doesn't understand erupts. So Malrus turns around and walks away.
My work here is done.
Yes.
I don't know how that worked, but it worked.
Essentially handed them a verbal grenade and took the pin with him as he fucked off.
Meanwhile,
we'll see
outside.
How that situation develops.
I'll be honest with you, I was worried for a second. I hadn't quite factored in that they wouldn't understand me.
No. You were just lucky that one of them really had something they wanted to say.
Yes.
This whole
thank
shift.
Thank God for that fall.
It's been really awkward. Yeah,
thank God for those lads turning up. Now we can finally have it out.
You can just hear sort of bickering and shouting in orcish going on behind you. You've no idea what they're saying.
Is it the odd
and
squeaky
outside?
Scream?
And a few gunshots ring out.
Yeah. And then there's no more arguing. No. Outside.
The wreck is victorious.
Jeff, you are stood on the lawn of this incredibly fancy looking and slightly ostentatious building. Clad in white marble, as you do. And there is a half-orc named Keth sitting astride your shoulder.
Hello.
And it all seems relatively quiet, apart from the occasional sound of falling masonry.
Hey, look, that's a nice flower, isn't it, Keth? It's a struggle to see from all the way up here. I feel like a parrot.
Well, now you bloody well know how we feel, didn't you? Because, you know, you've just been treating us like your pets this entire journey. But I have to say, I do feel a bit bad about, you know, throwing you around, tossing you around a bit. So I'm sorry about doing it. But you just, you wound me up a little bit. You put me away. I've done nothing but have to be your nicking thing all mission. And now suddenly I'm powerful. I got a little sleepy and you're like, right, have him away. It's just, oh, I don't know. It rubbed me up the wrong way. I'm sorry. We'll get him. We just got to wait here. He's bound to come out the front door soon.
Well, I've but definitely had
that
more.
Sunflower? Look at
I've
that.
Definitely had more comfortable tossings, I've got to say. Anywho.
You're comfy. Are you comfy at least?
I am comfy. A little terrified because it's really quite far, so no sudden moves. But I suggest we wait out here. I'm sure those two got it all wrapped up in there. We're going to have to... We're big enough up here to see where they come from. They're going to run into trouble. We need to be able to back them up.
What's this "we're big enough" little man?
As you're having this conversation, the front door bursts open.
Ooh.
And out comes running a single orc with a beardless dwarf strapped to his back.
Oops.
And he comes running out at full pelt, doesn't see you, and is running for the front gate.
Jeff, after him. If you feel like it.
So has he gone past me?
He is just running down the front driveway, so yes.
Okay, I wasn't sure if he was running towards me.
He literally doesn't see you
okay.
at all.
His eyes are shut.
I was just going to lie down and let him run into my mouth, but if he's gone past me...
I'm holding on to his eyes like this.
He's blinded by the terror of the giant winged Tarrasque that he last saw at the back of the building in his collapsing office.
Yes. Okay. You're welcome.
Jeff, grab him. Gently. There's a small thing on his back.
Yeah, that's Derek. All right, hang on. Can I grab him? I would like to use...
I've got him,
roll
Jeff.
To hit.
I've got him, Jeff. Don't... Oh, shit. You're not going to enjoy this.
I've got him, Derek. And you.
You're not going to enjoy this, G-Orc Varney.
a 26 to hit.
Yeah, 26 hits. Yeah.
Excellent. I don't want to do any damage to him. I just want to... I've now got a G-Orc Varney and a Derek in my claw.
Yes, you do. Yes.
What's all this business?
Yeah.
For the ladies, getting ready to toss again.
There's some action going on.
Get ready. You're going to toss us soon.
All right. How you doing?
Sorry. Can you... Sorry. Bit
he's,
loud.
He's asking if you're all right.
I'll whisper. Hiya, Derek. You're doing
hello.
Okay.
That's much more personable.
So I forget.
Should
I forget
we say
how big
I'm translating for all of this?
No, well, we can...
No.
No,
no okay. Play it out.
Fine.
He's asking if you're all right.
You can't understand me, no.
I can't.
You can't understand
because you're no longer an Icosamon.
Yeah,
and you're not his trainer.
But I don't know that. Yeah. Do you want to?
So you're just shouting, Jeff Silverberg.
Yeah. Do you want to? Do you want to just jump onto my climb up my arm? I'll let you. I'll release my thumb a little bit, and then you can climb up my arm, and I'll hold on to this guy. He's the bad guy, right? Isn't he, Kef?
Yeah, that's
got him.
What's he saying? He's offering me his.
He wants you
tell him
to sneak up his arm and sit on his other shoulder. We can be like a pair of epileps.
I will do, but that seems quite fun up there. But can you just lift your hand a little bit higher so that if this lad wants to escape, he's either going to die from the fall or.
I mean,
he's
pretty poor off as it is.
My colleague here suggests you lift him up a little bit higher, because in case Knobhead decides
to escape, him to jump off. Do you know what
he
I mean?
Won't want. He won't survive the fall.
I raise my hand above my head.
Wicked, and I'm going to slide down Jeff's arm onto his shoulder.
Whee!
Roll for enjoyment.
Cool.
Roll for
acrobatics. Yeah, that's not too bad. 14.
Oh yeah, you enjoy it like a fun day out of the park.
Nice. You find in and out of the spikes on my arm. Kef, I've got him. All right, Derek. Kef, right.
Kef,
where's Maurus? Anyone see Maurus?
Maurus is down.
Oh yeah, Maurus. You tell me when you just arrive.
I will wander, just sort of happily stroll outside the front of the building.
You're appearing now.
You're appearing look now. Up.
Oh, hello. There so, he is.
Picture, right, the scene is thus. Giant Tarrasque with tiny fairy wings, holding orc beautiful in one hand, wearing like half-orc on one shoulder and dwarf on other shoulder, and halfling just comes casually strolling, hands in pockets, just strolling out of the building.
Goodness me, it's that time again. I'm tearing you away from all the havoc and chaos for just a little while, as we've got some important things to talk about. You're right, of course, it's the moment with the Dungeon Master, and we must press on to first order of business, which means it's the most important. It's my genuine pleasure to present you, yes, you, with a very shiny, very heavy, and very genuine thank you. Our Daft Piratical podcast has leapt majestically over the hurdle of 90,000 downloads, and I can't believe I'm saying that. And that's all because of you and your amazing support. We really couldn't have done it without you. And we're setting sail for 100,000. And you're all coming along for the adventure, so buckle up. Right, mind your heads, you lot, or you're going to be hit by a random flying random shadow. Now, I've been hearing this week that actress Kim Hartman from A Lower Low has been listening to the show. Who knows? Perhaps a cameo could be in the works?
Hello.
There he is. Well, Pedro, this is highly irregular indeed. You're on time, and you've even brushed your feathers. Wait a minute. You've polished your beak. And is that cologne I can smell? Did you just say you've got a date after this? Well, you'd best give me the scroll and get going. You can't keep her waiting. I just hope this doesn't lead to a swarm of baby Pedros. Right. So this week's shout-out goes to GatentGrey.art, who commented on our Instagram page about our Icosamon dice. Thanks so much for your comments, and we really appreciate that you're enjoying the show. Oh, gods, it's here. Seemingly out of nowhere, December has arrived to ambush us all again, just like last year. But worry not, here at Roll Britannia, we've got your holiday shopping covered at our official merchandise store. There's something for everyone, and you can get all your shopping list ticked off in one easy place. So, get over to the shop and take a look. And for those of you who find it just too darn long to wait until next Wednesday for your Royal Britannia fix, worry not, because you can always chat with us on our social media. Getting in touch with the show couldn't be easier. Just search for us on whatever your favourite platform is. Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Discord. One quick look and you'll find us in no time. If you've got an idea, you've got a question for one of the crew, or you just want to natter about all things D&D or anything else for that matter, we're there. Now, if Roll Britannia is really floating your boat, eh? Sea joke? Yeah. Then why not do us a massive favour and give the show a lovely 5-star review, eh? It really helps to get the word out about us, and it also helps other fantastic people just like you to discover the show. And it'll only take just a couple of minutes of your time. And you don't just have to have an iTunes account to do it too. You can even leave us a review on Podchaser. So we really, really appreciate all of the reviews. And we love reading them. And one more very important thing. Remember to bash that subscribe button. Otherwise, I'll have Keth shove you into Bob. Ugh. Right, that's enough for this week. I can't have you lot lounging around in here. You've got adventuring to do and an arc to finish. So get out of here. Go!
Before you go, it's my turn to talk complete balls for a minute now. Well, about mine, to be specific. Now, what I'm actually talking about is our new sponsorship with Manscaped.com. Now, they were very kind and sent us a load of products for us to try, including their new fourth generation trimmer, the Lawnmower 4.0. Now, right out of the box, I was really impressed with the attention to detail and the quality of their products. And gone are the days of terror of trying to neaten up the plum sack with a face razor. One slip or a sneeze and it is all over. Now, I found the Lawnmower 4.0 really easy to use, and with its guard fitted, I was soon flying about with complete confidence down there. The Crop Preserver Ball Deodorant is also a big favourite of mine. I've never felt freshness like it. And the huge bonus that I really like of using Manscaped's finely crafted tools to keep your chap neat, tidy and hygienic is that you can use the time to give yourself that all-important testicular cancer check too. Check your nuts, gents. And the great news is you can have your own Lawnmower 4.0 too, with a huge 20% discount and free worldwide shipping just by using the code ROLLBRIT, that's R-O-L-L-B-R-I-T, at manscaped.com. Easy. Your balls will definitely thank you. And now, to steal his line, back to the action.
Maurus! Hey. All right, oh. Maurus. Jeff Silvo. Oh.
That's loud.
He still can't. Jeff, only I can understand you. So you'll have to use me as a translator if you haven't twigged that.
Can I roll perception?
Oh.
Yes, you can roll perception. What are you looking for?
Ooh. I'm looking for the nearest gigantic tower.
Can I also... I'm not to look for the same thing, but just to see what I can see. Can I also roll perception now that I'm up so high?
Yes.
Excellent.
Yeah. Okay.
Maurus, don't step on them flowers. Oh, God.
17 total.
I couldn't translate in time, sorry.
That is a 18.
Okay. Maurus, I'm not certain what sort of giant tower you're looking for, but you're in a very fancy neighbourhood. So.
Giant towers that the professor was talking about. That sort of tower.
No, they're not just scattered around. They're certainly not in the district where the most expensive and high-class houses are situated. In much the same way that you wouldn't expect to find pylons in the middle of Knightsbridge, you know?
Spoiling their countryside.
If I'm paying super tax, I don't want to see a pilot.
Yeah. So there isn't one visible from where you are right now. Right. Derek, what did you want to see?
I just wanted to have a look around, see anything sort of... I don't know, if anything's on fire in the distance or if there's any other sort of like trouble out there. You know how like Batman looks down over the cityscape? I think Derek's feeling we've got the Tarrasque, so let's deal with some other stuff at the moment as well.
In the distance, in the direction of the Icosamon Stadium, you can see a small sort of pillar of smoke rising from where the accommodation is still sort of on fire.
But
it's got that kind of air of smoke about it, of something that's sort of been put out and is just sort of smouldering now.
Okay.
That's all the trouble you can see for about 3 a.m. You know,
nice. Then Derek sort of just lights up a cigar, and I assume he's got space on Jeff's broad shoulder to just relax a little bit.
Sure. Can I, over to you then, Jeff?
I'm going to hold out my other hand next to the shoulder.
Please don't move too much, Jeff. You're sort of throwing off my balance a little bit.
Next to where Keth is. Sorry.
In your hand, you're holding an orc that's going,
I've got one there. Like he's all right. He's in my right hand.
Those
hand
left hands are getting worse.
I know. Fucking wanker. Then I hold my other hand up, or paw, or whatever you want, claw, however it is, flat next to the shoulder. Yeah, next to the shoulder where Keth is, and be like, hop on. I want to do a bit of moving, and it could get rocky. So if you want to. You and Derek want to hop off on here. I'll pop you down. I'm going to keep hold of him for a second, though. It's up to you. I'm going to do what I'm going to do either way. It's up to you if you want to be on there or not.
Okay. Stick me on the floor, then.
Do that.
Gently.
Pop Keth down, and then I bring it back up for Derek, who has no idea because Keth hasn't told him that I've asked him to do this.
Thanks. I'm very sorry.
What's he want?
Derek, get on quick.
Yeah. Jump on his claw hand fist and get down.
I'll just sort of slowly climb on. Champion. So I'm going to pop him down. I'd like to throw Georg Varney at the ground in front of them. Catch him, lads.
Okay.
Keth, you're going to have to translate that for me.
Well, is this going to happen?
I mean, this is going to be a dexterity attack. Because it's another thrown attack. Yes. So, roll to hit with your dexterity modifier.
Please don't hit us. Please don't hit us.
I get plus zero to dexterity, so that is just a 7.
Oh.
But I'm hitting the floor, so...
But it is... You are...
Have advantage. You're hitting the floor.
Thank you.
Oh, God. Here we go.
19. I like advantage.
It's a big, solid, flat thing. It's very hard to miss.
Yeah, I managed to.
Just somehow. Throws him into space.
Maybe it's one of those sort of like, I was about to throw him down and I thought, oh, hang on, that bit of ground looks harder.
The back swing was a bit too aggressive and you launched him up into the air instead.
And catch and slam.
Okay.
What the fuck was that for?
Well, I mean, this is going to result in almost certain splash, so...
We're going to have to get some more shovels and bin bags.
I think you might need mop.
Yeah, or a hose or something.
Where's Yalen when you need him?
I'll fetch the hose.
I don't really know how to rectify a thrown attack from a Tarrasque.
I just wanted to break his leg or just basically put him out of action in front of... And if he did happen to survive somehow and be conscious enough to get up and run, he's in front of everyone so they can just jump on him. That was the intention of the throw, was just, I don't want to hold him anymore, but I don't want to be the one that just put him down and let him run away. So just bang him down in front of everyone. Because I'm gonna, I've got something I want to do in a second, and I don't want
to lick it all off the ground.
I'm just imagining how would happen to a large human if Godzilla threw him on the floor.
Yeah, this is my thinking. I'm just trying to pull up some Tarrasque stats.
I'm just trying to think about which bits would be left for him to be identified from.
Probably just a fancy suit, really.
I just wanted to trash his house. I'm going to throw him down and I'm going to charge straight through his house.
Like a big red water balloon hitting the floor.
Yeah.
Full of wallpaper paste.
Okay.
Oh, God. Strawberry jam everywhere.
Can you roll 4d8 plus 10 then, please?
I certainly can.
And this is going to be have to be the worst roll of your life. Not
the first two are ones, so we're on a roll here.
I mean, we're on.
Yes.
Four.
Be chip. So that's
14 I've rolled plus what?
10.
Plus 10. So that's 24. Damage, I assume. And I'm assuming it's bludgeoning.
This guy's...
Okay, yeah. Giorgvani hits the ground and doesn't...
Move.
Doesn't completely liquefy, but...
Right.
His legs do. His legs
imagine,
do. His legs
if you will, that...
Sack full of gravel, or...
You got yourself a water balloon full of jam. Mm.
What flavour?
Raspberry. Flavour's always important. And you'd hurl that...
Tastes more like iron and copper to me.
You had to do that while I was drinking.
And you'd hurl that at, say, like a bed of like broken glass and nails. And, you know, that kind of splattering had occurred. But what I want you to do is just include some chunks of like beef joint and a leg of lamb, for example. A picture, if you will, an updated graphic of what happens when you kill the demons in Doom and they sort of collapse into a pile of sort of red bones and
red
mush
bones
and stuff.
Meat and stuff. And is there any gravy, by which I mean, did he shit himself on the way down?
Yes, there was a little streak of brown as he flew through the air.
That just falls on top of him. The splattered jam.
Dinner
with a splattering sound.
Like a horrible cherry on top.
And I assume...
Jeff won't have seen that, because as soon as he's done that, he's charging straight for the front door of the house.
Okay.
I assume Keth and I have been splattered by this.
Yes, and I'd like you to both... In fact, everyone... all three of you, please roll Constitution saving throws. And just to top off the image, what I'd like you to picture is that Giorgvani's head manages to survive the impact... and is just there, lands in with a sort of soft sound, and next to him falls his golden tie pin.
I'm having that.
And he's got a little wry smile. Or is it a picture of scream of horror?
This is the face.
I got 17.
I'm going to pick up the tie pin.
17, yeah, you just shrug off this splattering of orc.
Ooh, I don't think you're going to walk that off.
Sorry, what did you get, Maurus?
I got a 13.
You just about hold it together. You flinch as it hits you, but you sort of just, you know, you get on with it. You've seen worse.
I have.
I mean, you have.
Yeah.
True. Very true.
What did you get, Derek?
Well, the good news is I got a plus two to my constitution save.
This sounds like a one.
Yes.
Someone's going to eat it. So,
the problem, you're normally fine with these things, but you happen to have your mouth open in astonishment.
Oh. And I'm wearing a particularly nice suit from what I can remember as well.
You are wearing quite fine attire. So you do get a mouthful of orc. And you're sort of stood in...
His penis flies into your mouth.
You know, with log flumes, sometimes you can stand quite close to it and not actually get very wet, just because the wave pattern of water as it sort of splashes. Well, you're stood in the worst possible place, what they would mark out on the ground as the splash zone. Yes.
Yeah. I forgot my plastic poncho.
So of the three of you, you are by far the most... splattered.
I'm gonna have to throw up. I'm sorry.
It
wouldn't be an arc without it, Derek.
One of his hands flies and hits you slap across the face.
At least it came out this end and not the other one.
Yeah, I mean, you do get hit with his liver. That hits you full
half
in the face,
which I assume breaks your nose.
Which I assume has been riddled by years of alcoholism.
It has. Yeah, it's awful.
Kind of tastes like Chianti.
Yeah, and you do it. You wipe that off your face, turn green, and vomit into a pile on the floor. Jeff, you're charging the building.
Yes.
Yes. Okay. You have advantage against inanimate objects, don't you? You have some sort of bonus to structures.
You have advantage against the universe, it seems.
Yes. I'm a siege monster, and so that means that I deal double damage to objects and structures.
Okay. Have at it.
Okay. What role do you want me to do for... I'm not necessarily using... Well, I suppose, yeah, I'm going to use my multi-attack, because fuck it, why not?
Yeah, horns, I suspect, are the key thing here, if you're charging.
Yes, so I'm going to use the horn first off, and then I'm probably going to bring the claws into it. So a horn attack to start with is...
It's plus 19 to hit or something stupid, isn't it?
They're all pretty much plus 19, I have to say. It's a lovely little stat.
Can I shock you here? If, as long as you don't roll a 1, you've hit.
Sound, 28 hits, sick. So I do 4.
With all of these, if you don't roll a 1, you've hit.
Excellent.
It's a building, it's not moving.
It's built for me then to roll with. 9.
I don't know, you roll plenty of 1s.
Yeah, that's true. Fair point. 17 plus 5 is 22 plus 10 is 32 points of damage. Piercing.
Doubled.
Yes, 32. So that's 64 points of damage.
So you charge the front door, or the front facade, and you find yourself out the back.
Excellent. I want to turn around and go back into the middle of the building.
Well, as you turn around, I'm going to ask you to do a tail attack.
Okay. Excellent.
Because your butt is somewhat still in the building.
Can we just keep him like this?
I could live like this forever, guys!
Jeff Silverbow.
he's having a great time.
I'm not. And then I'm going to throw up again.
Marus, stand back. He's going to be sick.
that hits. I've rolled 15.
Okay. Roll some damage.
God, I have to do so many. This one is 46 this time. Ooh, even
that was pretty impressive. Let me just get the rest of this orc out of my mouth.
19.
You've got.
You pulled quite a large chunk out.
You've got some skin in your hair.
I imagine there's just like a chunk.
It's a tattooed bit.
58 points of damage
with a.
Is that doubled?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. You knock down the entire sort of west wing of this building.
I'm going to take this opportunity to pick up Geok Farni's gold pin.
I'm going to take this opportunity to pick the sort of raw pork scratching with all of its hair out of my mouth and throw that on the floor and then just spit a tooth onto the ground as well.
And rather than sort of just using one claw then the other, because I'm having the time of my life at this point, I just want to be in the middle of the room. I want to run back into the middle of the house and just spin around, smashing things with both my claws like, rah, Jeff Silverbow, this is amazing!
Okay.
Like a child.
You do.
In a ball
you
pit.
Level that fucking. Just roll it to hit.
Okay. Natural 20. So is that double damage? Yeah.
Double.
Level the building.
Yay!
The building is now dust.
Jeff Silverbow!
I'm taking this opportunity to paint one final sort of tableau.
Please do. Please do.
This is the scene.
You destroyed a building.
That's so cool.
It's a beautiful country estate.
It was.
We open the gate and we make our way down the driveway. It's gravel, so you hear the sound of crunching gravel underfoot. And as you approach where you think the house ought to be, you see three figures. One is very covered in a sort of red substance and vomiting profusely. And next to him is a half-orc fellow, somewhat beblooded, but looking pretty chill about everything that's going on. adjacent to them is a quite a sizable chunk-ridden pool of red. And wading through it, or picking through it, you might say, is Malrus, the halfling figure. You see him bend to pick up something gold and shiny from the center of this splash zone.
Precious.
And as our gaze rises up, we hear the sound of crumbling masonry and roaring of the words "Jeff Silverbow" as we see a Tarrasque, monstrous in size with tiny fairy wings, gallivanting around in the tumbling
exactly
masonry.
Exactly the right word as well.
of this formerly fine if somewhat ostentatious manor house. And
can you make rubble
as the camera pulls back out, we just see the mailbox that says Georg Varney rumble several times as the ground shakes underneath this giant Tarrasque's footsteps and stomps and the falling of masonry until the nameplate just symbolically drops off the side of this mailbox.
Wonderful. The camera pans back a bit more and you see this realtor going, honestly, you're going to love this place. It's a really fantastic opportunity
really
for you guys.
Really open plan. Really
and the best
plan.
Thing is, no work needs doing to it whatsoever. It's completely ready.
He's been completely leveled. He's just dust now.
That was amazing. That was amazing, Keth. More! I want to destroy more!
Woo, easy, Jeff. I've done enough good.
I want to go full puppy. Like, yeah, excited. Obviously, Tarrasque size.
Jumping up and down.
God, more! I want to do more! More destruction!
As we're like being bounced in an earthquake. Like,
yeah, you are sort of being bounced up and down a little bit. There's little splashes still happening in this pool.
I think I'm still too sick to pay any attention to Jeff's.
Yeah. What's the plan?
I want to see the professor.
You have a limited amount of time, possibly, not that Jeff knows this, before Jeff may or may not turn back into himself.
I'm going to live like this forever!
So you can either let Jeff go on some sort of monstrous rampage and level probably the entire city before time runs out, or you can head back to Professor Shales now and try and turn him back, or you can do whatever you want. You know, what's the plan?
I think we should walk back to Professor Shales with Jeff out of his ball.
Do it. Okay, is this the plan? Is this what we're going to do?
Jeff, I'll let you walk back if you don't destroy anything.
Nope, I'm destroying everything.
I want to push the gate over as I...
I'm going to try and summon him back into his psychosis ball.
Kef, think about how many innocent people are going to get hurt if he destroys everything.
Okay, if you're going to try and summon him back, Jeff is conscious now. Is going to be a contest.
Yes,
this guy was a
good
dickhead.
Of the city.
And this guy was a dickhead, but there's plenty of innocent people out there.
If it goes well for me, this is not going well for you. If you're going to try and do this to me again after I literally just said on my shoulder, I really didn't appreciate you doing that to me. It really wound me up the wrong way. And you're going to try and do the exact same thing. Just clarifying, that's, you know all the information and you're still going ahead with this.
Yes, okay? And I'm doing it for the good of the city.
That's fine. I didn't realize the city was more important to you than your parent friends, but that's absolutely fine. I'll reciprocate that same aminosity towards you if this goes well for me. Don't worry.
I think that's the Tarrasque talking.
Yeah. He's power drunk.
He is power drunk.
You roll the one. Please say you roll the one.
Other way. No. Other way.
Oh, God.
Beat a natural 20, Keth. Come on.
No, I'm not gonna.
I refuse to.
Not with the 17, I'm not. Oh, God.
Fuck.
So as I feel this laser hit me, I'm going to turn around from the gate and I assume I'm seeing Keth holding an icosa sphere, potentially now shaking. I want to swallow Keth.
Okay.
He's going to die, dude.
I can regurgitate.
I mean, okay.
I warned him. I told you, I warned him.
You knew why I was doing it.
I am going to...
Jeff
I'm gonna
doesn't.
Throw Keth, I'm going to throw myself on Keth. If he's going to start to like...
I'm going
to
come... I'm coming towards Keth, mouth agape.
Mouth agape. I'm going to try and tackle Keth out of the way.
Oh, shit. As a sort of throne, I guess.
Shove him. But I'm also... I also sort of want to... I want to do a similar grapple move because I want to stay like... onto
Can
him
I
because...
use polymorph on the Tarrasque?
You may be able to do that. Describe polymorph to me.
I'm not entirely sure, but okay, cool. It basically kicks off with this spell transforms a creature that you can see within range into a new form.
I like it
which
already.
I feel is the key phrase here.
Yes. I like it already.
Alrighty. I'm just imagining like this sort of T-Rex moment as Jeff's just going, wah.
Yeah. It's basically slow-mo at this point. Bullet timeout.
Basically, I need older Tarrasque Jeff to do a wisdom saving throw for me.
Now that's pretty good because wisdom I've got plus zero to.
The Tarrasques are a wise and noble race.
A wisdom saving throw. 16 plus 9 is 25.
Yeah, I tried, guys.
Plus 9?
I get plus.
So you said plus zero.
No, I get for wisdom. I have plus zero, but for saving throws underneath it says wisdom plus 9.
Okay.
Sorry, he's quite OP. Well. Like
yes, yeah. He is.
That's why I don't know why you're trying to fuck with him. Like I can't.
I'm gonna.
If I roll anything if I can, I win
with my naturally high initiative. If we are doing this.
Yes, I mean this is going to be a combat situation. So if we're going to do this. We are going to roll initiative at this point.
It I'm feels not like fighting him.
So wise move, man.
I'm not going to fight. I don't want to fight him, but I just want to like. I want to try and train him a little bit.
What do you want? A giant water bottle?
No, essentially, I want to use my ring of finger guns to fire a magic missile at him, dealing 1d4 plus 1 damage, which is nothing to him. Just to go.
Bad. Naughty. Bad Jeff Silverbow. No.
So I just want to do that.
You don't know where it's been.
Yeah. But no, I do where it's been.
Okay.
So
yeah,
do I need
sure.
to roll to hit as well? On Keth. For Swallow?
I mean, it's initiative order. Okay. So.
Oh, we're rolling initiative right now.
Yes. If you're doing combat, this is what initiative is. This is a reaction-based game. Yeah.
I wasn't sure if I got the attack of opportunity because I just decided to swallow.
I think you're on such a large scale.
That's fair. Yeah, I've given you enough warning.
You moving.
Yeah. There's enough warning to get out of the way.
Yeah.
Well, you're lucky. 19. I rolled 5.
Yeah. Say what you want about Godzilla. He's not very stealthy.
No.
Hold on, let me have a look.
Right, what's the order then?
I got 19.
25.
I've got a 5 as initiative, so I'm taking time to get up. Yeah.
Marissa, I'm guessing you're not rolling. You're just going to sit at the sidelines.
But I do want to try and shoot him a telepathic message. I don't know whether he'll understand it.
Well, I mean, you can do that.
I will do. Do I need to roll initiative for that, or can I just wait?
Ideally, yeah,
that?
If it's a spell, yeah.
Okay, I'll roll.
For the good of the party.
I'm still not going to fight him.
Keth, you need to train him, man.
That is an 18.
Your pet's getting out of hand.
Derek, you first.
So, I want to use my ring of finger guns. And I can't remember the bloody password thingy, though. I'm going to just go, bastard.
Yeah.
See, I think that was it.
I think that's it, yeah.
Was it?
Pretty sure that's it.
Oh, fair. There you go. Bastard. Bad bastard. And I'm going to use that, which is a one bolt of magic missile. Which is 1d4 plus 1, so that's 4 points of damage. And I'm going to use it, like you say, essentially like a spray ball. But I'm just having a look to see how many times I can actually use this.
I have advantage on saving throws against spells and other magical effects.
When worn once per day.
It's not a saving throw thing.
Oh, yeah. It's only once per day. Fuck. Oh, well, I've
it's
shot
a
my shot.
To hit.
Okay.
I've shot my shot. I think magic missile also automatically
Have you used
hits.
It already then? Today.
I've not, but I can't use it after this. That's what I'm saying.
Oh.
Magic Missile is a very nice spell. In other news, you do that.
That's it. And then I want to stay as close to Keth as possible. Essentially, he's after Keth.
Did he hit?
No, it auto hits. Magic Missile. It's like a heat seeking.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Is Jeff bloodied?
It's a Tarrasque seeking spell. That's fair.
And then I'm going to go, control your pet. But that, I'm sorry I spell so bad. And by this point, Keth, my I guess you're taller than me. So my like really horrible jokes vomiting aside, breath is sort of like in your chest at the moment, I'd say. Maybe shorter now, but
not that much.
And it's sort of though, drifting up to your face.
Oh, you smell like a weak old barbecue.
I'm not weak anything, mate. Feel this grip, and I'm just going to grip it.
Okay. Maurus?
I'm going to use one of my feats that I have not used before, I don't think.
Hmm. What have you been running on, then? So... Sorry.
Uh-huh. You very can good speak telepathically to a creature that you can see within 30 feet in a language you know, and the creature can understand.
Oh, nice. Excellent. Do a thing.
Yeah.
You only if it knows that language. I don't know whether if it'll work.
Oh.
I can try.
Love your conviction.
So I'm just going to have a word with him.
All right.
Be like, oi, you.
Huh?
Jeff, what are you doing? We've been through so much shit, and now you're trying to eat us. What are you playing at, mate?
Just him. I just want to eat Keth, because he keeps Why? Trying to put me away, and I told Can him we... not to. I asked him. I told him off last time, because he did it while I was
I
sleeping.
I don't care.
I even had a word
Can
with him and said,
go home?
Didn't like it. Yeah,
Can
we will,
we
but he needs to learn.
Home?
He's done nothing but bully all three of us, all mission.
I,
you even
I know.
Got pissed off about it. You told
I
me.
I know. Look.
So he's going in my stomach. Not
no,
all,
he's
not. I'm not going to keep
Do
him
Do you
there.
Want to get back on the Valkyrie?
Yeah.
Well, don't eat him.
Ooh.
Otherwise, you're staying here. I will leave you on that beach.
And it will become Jeff Island.
Yeah.
Yes.
And years from now, you'll reemerge.
So how, if I'm, at what point am I receiving this message? Because I always thought I was, at this point, heading to, like,
Midland.
Mid-descent, yes.
And I've shot you in the face with a magic missile.
Yeah.
Which has given you a bit of pause, I think.
This has all happened in the same sort of six-second period.
I'd say you've probably flinched a little bit.
I still think I'm going to have to swallow him.
Well, you'll have to swallow me as well.
Yeah. This is getting sexy.
Like, clinging onto him for dear life.
I'm just going to stand in front of them as well.
Dude.
The only way off the island.
I'm Spartacus.
Yeah.
You got to destroy a building, which is really super cool and stuff.
Yeah. Now you're just throwing your weight around like a little child.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, but he's been doing that to us all mission.
Yeah, I know. And he'll get his just desserts. But, you know, you don't have to eat him for desserts or some other clever thing.
Keth didn't ask to be the master.
But they very happily took on the role and played with it.
Yeah, we didn't know what we were walking into, did we?
No.
No.
He's had his fun.
No, he
hasn't. You've had yours. You got to destroy a building, mate. Come on.
Yeah.
Be fair. Fair's fair, dude. You throw him against a wall. It's all sorted now.
We'll just say that Maros is translating. Or something.
I'm just going to...
Yeah, I can't understand anything to do with that.
You can't actually understand...
No,
you can understand me.
You can understand him.
Yeah,
you
can understand me.
You've always been able to understand other people.
You just can't talk back to me.
I thought it was just orcs. Sorry. Okay.
No.
I'm just speaking common.
You're talking orcish because you don't speak orcish.
Keth.
Okay. I'll have a pause at that point. I won't go for the full swallow.
Stop it.
You just
a little spit.
It's a little
well, that's what I was going to do. He was going in my mouth and then I was going to... But y'all got all bitchy, so...
Whose go is it next anyway? Is it my go?
Yeah, it's not
How
my go.
How dare you? Well, it's Keth's go next.
Okay. Keth is, I guess, a wolf.
Staring down the bejawed mouth of a Tarrasque.
It's no longer moving towards you, but it's still open.
Right. A gog.
Yeah, it's been sort of...
Oh?
The message, the fact that you...
Oh, look, he does look like Jeff, to be fair.
The fact that Derek and Maurus are in front. I didn't have any... I've got no qualms against them. I just wanted to teach Keth a lesson for continuously trying to do stuff to us without our consent. After everyone's given Jeff so much bullshit about doing stuff about consent, he's about to keep putting me in a little prison.
I consented to quite a lot of it.
I know you did.
I don't feel too hard done by, to be honest.
That's great for you,
but...
Derek. You've had a good long life of 165 years. Jeff Silverbow here.
Oh, you think I look 165? Oh, you're so kind.
Either way.
I do carry it well, don't I?
You do. You do.
Well, I'm covered in blood and viscera, by the way.
What are you doing, Kev?
Jeff, this doesn't need to happen. You're drunk on power.
Says you with your ball control.
Giggity.
My balls are always in control.
Is that because you use that new lawnmower 4.0?
You've had your fun. Let's go home.
Stop trying to put me away then. Leave me be. Let me be me for once. You've got to stay out this entire fucking mission, Keth. Now you can either stay inside my fucking ball, i.e. my stomach, or you can leave me alone. It's your call. I am bigger at this moment. Therefore, I have the power at this moment. I appreciate it's not always that way. However, right now, you have had control of this entire mission. It is entirely your move. I have no idea. It's your move. I am the one in control here. I am the one in the power for once. And it's...
What's weird is you're having this big row, and for some reason, Keth just seemed to be getting closer. And closer. And so did the ground. Seems you're getting closer and closer, and your voice seemed to be changing for some reason. You're not really sure what was happening.
He tries to make himself seem bigger.
Can I slap him round the face?
Not yet.
Roll to hit.
No, it's Keth's go. Yeah, and then it's my go. He can turn off. If you're turning me back from finally actually having some control and not getting bullied by the rest of them to actually inflict something.
It's
myself.
Definitely Keth's go.
Yeah, it's Keth's go.
Keth, slap him around the face.
Jeff, this is for your own good.
More miracles and Maurus, the affairs amongst the guards. Derek jumps on Giovanni and rides him to the yard. Giant Jeff forgets his strength when putting down the boss, as all that's left is one tie-pin and a job for a bucket and a cloth. As Derek vomits, Jeff rampage, leveling the house. Keth tries to recall, Jeff says no and opens up his mouth. The other two bucks come to Keth's aid, pulling Jeff back from the brink. Jeff stops his attack, goes on a run, and slowly begins to shrink. What will Keth do to Jeff, and will all become square? Well, I guess you'll find out next time on Roll Britannia.
Now then, you lot, we need your help. We need to make our piratical adventure simply the best D&D 5e podcast out there on the seven seas. So, we've decided to be very brave indeed and launch our own Roll Britannia Patreon page. And don't you worry, though we may be scoundrels and vagabonds in the Shattered Lands, we're certainly not going to be stealing your hard-earned booty to line our coffers. All of the money we raise will be ploughed right back into the show, so we can be the best that we can be. So what's in it for me, I hear you say? Well, there's a whole treasure chest worth to be had. There's exclusive Buccaneer prologues so that you can learn some of the secrets of our favourite heroes and where it all began. You'll also be able to read the finest tabloid on the high seas, the Daily Teledath. You can get your hands on ARC-exclusive merchandise too that you won't find in our shop. And the best part, your very own handcrafted, beautifully made, and totally unique piece of crap art drawn just for you by your favourite Buccaneer. Just look out for Roll Britannia on Patreon.com, or even easier, follow the links in our social media or Linktree pages, and let us navigate the way for you. And worry not, the nautical antics of the Roll Britannia Buccaneers will still be available every Wednesday, as usual, absolutely free. After all, we certainly wouldn't want any of our amazing and loyal fans to be spending any more than they can afford. We wouldn't have got anywhere without you and all the other awesome fans out there. So, with your help and your support, you, yes, you, can make this show even better.
Hey, sorry to interrupt your favorite podcast, but I'm here to tell you about Shrimp and Crits, an actual play podcast with a southern twist. My name is Ian, and I am the keeper for this show as we play Monster of the Week by Michael Sands. If you like the sound of swampy monster mayhem, gators gone shopping, and magical fairy mischief, you will be right at home in the remote panhandle town of Gullicochica, Florida, where spooky danger has begun to wash ashore. Shrimp and Crits is the story of Sarah Payne the Mundane.
All I'm asking for is answers. That's all I'm looking for, is the truth.
Ari Green the Searcher.
You know the proclamations of the Fae. I suggest you follow them from now on.
And Ray Ray, the most mundane monstrous you will ever meet.
Mr. Zeus, I'm a big fan. I knew you were real. And Ray Ray's just like bowing in front of this swan.
As they fumble their way through protecting their skeptical town from mysterious evils. We release new episodes every other Monday on the podcatcher of your choice. Hope to see you soon in sunny Gullicochica.
Sports Social Podcast Network.
Do you want bonus audio?
I think what we've done all day, by the way, guys, is yes and, yes and, yes and now we're just, why?
A cow's life begins, like many of us, as an egg. Squeezed out seemingly at random by the gentle grazer, the cow seems unbothered by its brown offspring.
I had the murder wall. I was trying to figure it out on my kitchen wall with names, post-its, string, and the lot.
Is that brother Pratt?
I don't know how to do things with my mind.
You've got to find a way to do this. I know it's inside you. You're a silver bow.
Come give it to me, buddy boy.
Okay.
And as he approaches me, I'd like to twist his nipples.
I can tell you for definite exactly where the inspiration for Nancy's came from.
Go on.
Kef will just swallow it all.
Like a good boy.
And if he does get sliced by the glass, he'll just try and
start it out.
Like, yeah.
Well, join the Royal Britannia Patreon. Available now.